All This Week, a series on food as medicine. Part 1 is next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. You are what you eat, so if you eat a lot of junk, well, you get the idea. But the opposite is also true. Founder and CEO Aaron Martin of Fresh RX in Tulsa, Oklahoma, says healthy foods are called healthy for a reason.
It's whole fruits and vegetables that we're prescribing to people with type 2 diabetes. Then medically tailored grocery is a little bit broader. It would include other products like meat and dairy and eggs and things like that, but medically tailored for their chronic disease. And then at the very top is medically tailored meals. Those are pre-made meals, typically prescribed to people for 90 days right out of the hospital or otherwise for chronic disease management and prevention and even reversal.
Martin says the right foods can be healthy for the bottom line as well.
We think now with over 400 patients, we've saved the state of Oklahoma $5 million in healthcare costs. This is a 5x ROI of what the cost of the program is. So this is a sustainable business model that should be fully integrated into healthcare. So we're hoping this will be federalized. We are the MAHA poster child, as we like to say, but we would like to see some dollars put into these programs nationwide.
Martin took part in a recent Farm Foundation forum on food, health, and agricultural innovation. Listen for more the rest of this week. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.